your favorite podcast. Well, at least I hope it's your favorite podcast. Episode 59 of Brews and Banter, a special episode. And if you didn't hear the last episode, then you don't know why. But Greg's going to tell you why. Ain't that right, Greg?
Yeah, it's a special episode. We have a guest this week. I love having guests, bro. It's fun. I love my co-host, but guests just bring a little something different. But we got a good friend of mine, Karis, on the show this week. Welcome, Karis. Say hello.
Hi.
Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about you? Because, I mean, all of our guests thus far have been, like, mutual friends of all three of us. This is kind of a weird situation where I'm the only one that you know. So if you want to share.
Well, I'm Karis. I am a student at West Texas A&M. I am a dance major. Yes, a lot of people don't know that dance can be a major. I like it a lot. And I think I'm a junior by credits and a sophomore. It's weird. I was big brained at the JC and only 15 of the 60 credits that I did transferred. It was so fun.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really tragic. I was like, dang, all that work and for what? To get one degree. But yeah, I'm going to get my BFA. And then after that, I'm going to get my MDA. Is that what it is? MDA in Hawaii.
What's an MDA?
A master's.
In dance?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Hawaii. Why Hawaii?
I don't know. I just want to like expand out more, and I feel like they would have a lot more over there too.
Strongly.
They have stuff over here too, but mm-hmm. It's good to expand. Like I'm already going to Italy for the summer for dance.
Dang.
I picked the wrong major.
I'm gonna be broke by the end of this.
Fuck. Me too. I got the word international in my major, and I didn't go nowhere. I've been in Texas my whole fucking life. So
they're talking about your professors that are international.
That's fucking racist.
What?
I'm gonna tell him you said that. I got my boy Misak on speed dial.
Listen, working at Tech, I'm just going based off of what I see.
Mm.
Okay,
interesting.
Speaking of Tech, y'all see that shit almost blow up?
Oh, my friend, he said he drove past it an hour before it blew up. He's like, that's just me.
I was gone up out of there. I thought the Ninja Turtles were going to pop out the manhole, but my disappointment, they did not. But, hey, they got me an early spring break, and I wasn't even supposed to get a spring break because I'm not faculty. I'm considered staff, but they said work from home. You know, work from home, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Are you a teacher great, there?
Yeah. We're called instructors. I'm not a professor, and I don't know. Like teachers are associated with grade school. I teach classes at Tech, but I don't have a master's, so I can't be considered a professor. Professor, don't know why I had a lisp there. So how's WT treating you? It's been a long time since I was up there.
It's good. I like it. It's just really small to me because I'm from New Mexico. So to me, it's like Lovington. That's how small it is.
That's
crazy. I don't know how you hate a whole state. Wait, hold on. Name up all the states that you hate. I know it's Oklahoma and New Mexico for sure.
I think that's it.
That's it?
No.
He ain't never been to Hobbs, though.
Hobbs? Yes, I have. What do you mean? I used to drive through Hobbs every day for work.
Yeah, that's just driving through it.
I would like stop and I had vendors there that I would stop and visit, and they're good people, but I still wanted to drive into that Hobbs sign every day when I got there.
The speed limit over there, I get so mad. Like every time I see the 30, I'm like, oh, I can't speed
30 like the whole way.
That's on the interstate, bro. They're only going 30 on the interstate out.
Yeah, ain't no way.
It's so bad. I went to go pick up my friend, and she was like, Karis, we're not in Lubbock, slow down. I don't care, I'm zooming.
30 on an interstate is insane, bro. I'm gonna get there next month. What is that? That's crazy.
I can understand that they got like beautiful ass scenery, take your time driving through. But listen, as a fellow New Mexico hater, all that shit is ass.
Yeah.
The best part of New Mexico is like the mountains, and there's only a select part of it, or that I don't even like calling it white sands because that feels like another thing that the whites took from us. But I guess it is white sand. I ain't never been there, but I seen pictures, so it looked cool.
It's cool. I like going there.
And Area 51, that's in New Mexico, right, James?
Nevada, bro.
What?
Area 51?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of Roswell. I don't know. I don't even know either.
Yeah, Roswell happened in New Mexico where they crash landed, and then where they will quote-unquote keep the aliens is in Nevada, Area 51. Why
you say quote-unquote? You don't want to
get why you say
quote-unquote? Hey, whoa. Let's relax, bro. They just released a lot of stuff today or the past few weeks about JFK, so I don't know what else they're going to be releasing, so quote-unquote.
Because you got the inside scoop.
Nah, did y'all read any of that JFK stuff?
Definitely not. I just got a quick summary, and all they said was the CIA been doing some fishy shit since the 70s. That's all I got out of the documents.
Black sites.
So, nothing about JFK.
I wasn't about to read 70,000 pages worth of CIA documents, but you know, the little summary that I saw was that guy went to his boy's house after they killed JFK and was like, yo, the CIA did it. I don't feel safe. I'm going to leave the country. But then he stayed in the country and got shot 6 months later.
Yeah.
I just that's like some iRobot shit. What the hell?
iRobot? What a pool. I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, because he's trying to get a visa or something to go to the Soviet Union or something like that. And then they didn't accept him. So, but he just got 6 months later. So, damn, I don't know.
Like, the 6 months is like the most suspicious amount of time that you could kill somebody after they've snitched.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like it's long enough, but then if you do kill him in 6 months, it's like obvious y'all killed him because you read it y'all out. You know what I'm saying? I think you should do it 2 weeks later.
2 weeks? I think it's that night.
That night?
Yeah. Like he offed himself, just instantly just done.
Karis, you have any thoughts about this? Is there a time limit to killing somebody that revealed state secrets?
One, I've never thought about that. Two, I don't know. I just think stuff like that is so weird. Like what's that one movie? It's essentially talking about the Illuminati, and the director got killed, I want to say, a month later after that movie came out. Yeah, like just stuff like that is so weird to me. It's like, that's weird. That's sketchy.
Yeah.
You got a gas cartoon's insane, bro.
I think it happens more than we know. But I need to bring Karis on for us to be conspiracy theorists. My bad. I don't even know how we got here. We were talking about New Mexico. It's fun.
Well, real quick before we move on, like you said, we had black sites over there in Virginia, so hey. I don't know what else they're hiding.
I think they just, what's it called? My mom was telling me this, that some guy said something about AI, and then I want to say like a couple of weeks later, he committed suicide.
Mm. Oh, whistleblower?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I heard about that too, but I don't remember what company he was snitching on. But I did hear that we lost, unfortunately, another whistleblower.
Ain't whistleblower that song by Too Short?
Yeah, Blow the Whistle.
Hey, beep, beep, beep. I used to get hyped to that song, man. Nah, I would sweat.
I believe it.
Too Short getting people killed.
That's crazy. That's wild.
All right, James, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, I got a lot of things. I don't know if we'll get to them all. So let's start with... Okay, I'll ask y'all this. So this is a question from Jessica. She wanted to ask, what comes first when you're planning a trip? What do you decide on first before you do anything else?
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Yes, where are we going?
It's not a trip, it's a destination.
Yeah, it goes, I don't know, now that we're older, it's kind of the first thing is, why are we going? It really takes a good reason for me to, for all my boys to get together.
Is this what happens when you get old?
Damn.
Yes. Older. Not old, older. Now, James.
I just turned 21. I don't know. I ain't unk yet.
That's crazy.
We're gonna come back to this fact that she just turned 21. But yeah. Where are we going?
Okay, we're gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I'm asking, because I just don't jive with certain people. So if they're in there, I ain't gonna be there. Activities. I like to know. You know, what fun activities we got.
You just want to see if we're going to golf or not.
Okay, and then?
What's the problem? I'm just saying.
All right, sorry, Greg. What were you saying?
Last week, we talked about when we went to Jambalaya in Austin that one year.
Mm.
that yeah. was a crazy trip. Like I can't imagine doing something like that at this age, because there was like 16 of us packed in two hotel rooms.
And God dang.
Yeah, it was ungodly.
It was just me and G. Oh, and and Blake. Blake went too, yeah. Shit, 16 is crazy. I wouldn't be able to do that.
It was a shitload of us, and for some reason, I don't even know how we pulled it off, but the two hotel rooms that we had that door you could go into each other's rooms.
Okay.
I didn't even know they still made hotels that did that. I was like, oh, shit.
It was Isn't sketchy. That common or no?
I don't should not. I mean, I don't think so.
I think it's common like in nicer suites and shit, because you can get, you know, adjacent, but I've never seen it at a La Quinta or any place that I'm staying at.
we weren't in a nice hotel. We were in a pretty shitty hotel.
Wait, did it have hallways or did your door face outside?
I don't even remember. I think it was a mixture. I think it was outside.
Yeah, that's not a nice hotel.
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, it was very sketchy.
If you open the door and you see street and you just outside, not a good hotel.
It was only two stories. It was two floors.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was sketchy.
It'd be like that.
It used anyway, to be like that now.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, yeah. Let me check my statement. Used
part,
to be like
part of
that,
getting
Michael.
Older is realizing the finer things in life. You ain't got to stay at the Red Roof Inn every time you go on a trip. You ain't got to put 16 people in two hotel rooms. You can say, listen, I'm going to give me my little suite, or I'm going to give me an Airbnb, and y'all do y'all stuck thizzle. James, what did you and Jessica say is the first thing y'all doing?
Here said, where are we going? And then, like, where are we going to stay? So first two things. After that, I mean, it's usually just us, so I mean, one, two, we're gone.
I always ask, when is it gonna be?
Oh yeah, that's
fair. Good point.
Fair.
That's also crucial as you get older, Karis, since you like to be
yeah I realize that.
You know, we got PTO and shit. You were in college and can just go do shit. I miss that about being in college.
Hell yeah.
No, I kind of realize like money, gas, driving back and having to put money into gas. Like I could have saved that $25 for lunch or something.
I feel rich as hell now.
I mean, like I have money. It's just like I can save this for another day.
Should have known. An associate of Greg's got to be wealthy. Greg ain't fucking with no broke people now.
That's crazy.
I'm poor. I don't know what. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm poor.
What were you saying before we started recording? I just sold three NFTs and three EXPs. And
I said I sold my EFT stock. It's nothing crazy. EFT is a hedge fund for poor people.
Yeah. Are you like secretly rich because you do stocks, or is that the same thing? I don't know.
No, I'm poor because I do stocks. I've lost my ass on so much stocks in the last 2 years. That's why I started investing in ETFs. I mean, yeah, ETFs.
Just do parlays, y'all. Listen,
they make the stocks for me.
Parlays.
No, my friend lost $200 off of a parlay.
Hey, you ain't
welcome to my life. Like, so, okay, you want us to feel bad for him?
That's an everyday thing. What you mean? I'll play.
200 was last week. We got, my daughter ain't got.
I knew I should have put your school parlay or something like that. I was like, dude, chill.
I'm about to put $50 this coming weekend on these games. So
hey, I get paid tomorrow, boy. My underdog is about to see me.
It's been a while, Greg. Welcome back.
Yeah, they better not give me a promo code, bro.
That's crazy.
So last week I didn't get to ask this question, and I was hesitant with bringing it this week because obviously we have a guest, but. Fuck it. We ball, right? Kevin Gates, I believe last week or the week before, apologized to his penis because, and I quote, "I can't believe I put you through this." So I want to know, which body part do you need to apologize to?
My knees. My knees.
Oh, because you're a dancer. Okay, hold on. Sorry, hold on. Let me just... Record scratch. Record scratch. I'm sorry. I have degenerate co-hosts, so I immediately... Yeah, anyway, so tell us more. You got some injuries?
Yeah, I actually have bruises on my knees right now because there's a specific jump I have been struggling with for months. So
like you fall? Like you be falling down?
No, it's like it's called an eclipso and we have to roll to the ground. And when I roll to the ground, it just looks like I'm falling every time. So yeah, it's fun.
Another thing, this is gonna be a whole episode of us telling you what it's like to get old, but falling sucks, bro.
Was yeah, when the old man fell on me at work.
Yeah.
Bro, I started crying because I felt so bad.
That was traumatizing. I thought you did that to him.
No, I did not.
What about you, G James? Y'all got body parts that y'all want? Do y'all put through the ringer, like my boy Kevin Gates?
My liver.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah,
that should fight me.
Way back when, in the good days, my liver. I apologize, bro. I'm sorry.
Y'all both going with liver?
I thought he was about to say his penis too. The way that was.
No, I'm gonna say my legs as well, because all these miles, if I don't be stretching nothing, my legs be hurting. It's terrible.
I'm gonna go with my lungs, bro.
Because
I got my lungs.
Oh.
I got asthma like a motherfucker, and I've been smoking all kinds of shit since college.
Y'all
remember when legal? what are you, the feds?
I wasn't aware.
I don't smoke cigarettes. That's more G's thing. But back when we were younger, you know, and legal was running rampant in these streets, I did some things to my lungs that probably I'm never gonna get that capacity back.
Irreversible.
Irreversible damage.
Yeah, I don't care how much Advair you be taking daily. That shit is not gonna bring it back.
I'm scared to get x-rays on my lungs. They're gonna be like, you're missing 33% of that shit.
If you ever heard Greg cough, you know this man should be one of them iron lungs from back in like the 20s.
I know you did not just mute yourself to cough.
There it is. I also want to say probably my my eyes, because I be staring at screens for way too long.
I agree with that
one. I've been gaming since I was like 7. So my shits, I know they're going to fade fast. I'm gonna be like old dude from The Sandlot, James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
just blind and angry with a dog.
I feel that. Just with glasses and stuff, it's just downhill from here, bro.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, me driving at night, nobody's safe.
James suffers from night blindness as well.
Nah, bro. I can see at night.
Do you, James?
No.
Don't trust him.
I don't know why he's saying that. No,
he cannot see at night. We be driving like, what is that? A car? Yes, motherfucker. We're on the highway.
What else would it be?
Y'all see that? No, James, just keep driving. Meanwhile, I'm drunk as shit. Whenever if James is driving this late at night, that's because I'm inebriated and I cannot. So to entrust my life into James's hands, I need to apologize to myself.
All right, bro. Yeah. We get home, don't we? Yeah.
Barely.
Barely. All right.
I'm just kidding, James. You took care of me. It was very romantic the way you used to get us home.
I don't know about all that, but
I would play Enrique Iglesias' hero every time he drove us home.
I got a topic from last week that I didn't get to, and y'all know that Winnie the Pooh is public domain now, and that's why they're making those horror movies.
Yeah.
For one, they're calling it Pooniverse, and I don't like that at all. But the next movie in the Pooniverse is a Bambi movie, where Bambi is obviously an evil deer that kills for revenge. Is there any of our childhood movies that are off limits that y'all don't want to see in the Pooniverse? Like maybe, like for me, I don't want to see an evil Lion King. That's just gonna fuck me up.
Santa Monica.
I don't want to see an evil Goofy movie.
Oh wow, that's good.
I don't really got a problem with any of it. Just send it off. So you seen those movies?
I don't understand it. Like, I just don't.
I don't want to do that. I don't understand it either. But they just did it. So I watched the first one. I mean, they're not great, but I'm not mad at it either. They're kind of just funny. And then I watched the trailer for the Bambi one. That shit looked crazy. So I'm not mad at it. Just do whatever y'all want to do. It don't matter to me.
Or Lilo and Stitch. Like, if there's an evil Stitch, I'm not. Yeah.
Dang. That one might be all right. Because that would make sense.
I'd probably watch that.
He's a little crazy motherfucker. First of all, the Pooniverse is wild. If that's not the episode for this episode, if that's not the title, then we did something wrong. Welcome to the Pooniverse. Man, I feel like Dumbo would be scary as shit if they redid it.
They already did it? They already
this
did
thing
it.
With the bubbles always used to trip me out. Pinocchio. That's not one of my favorite movies, but I'm just thinking about weird ones that would be done.
I thought they already did an evil Pinocchio.
I think there is an evil Pinocchio.
Yeah, I think they did that already.
Let me clarify. They didn't do an evil Dumbo, but an evil Dumbo did happen. Remember that elephant that spun the block on that lady? They can just make that into a movie.
That's one animal I'm not going to cross, man, because if they get a hold of you, it's game over.
Definitely. Damn. I don't know, bro. I feel like any. Oh, well, you know what? I don't want to see Shrek because Shrek is already kind of like he's an ogre. When you turn that dude evil, shit ain't going to be nice.
Hey, James, didn't you say your favorite video was Shrek is Life?
Nah, bro. That's not it.
That's what you told me.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No, that's not what I said.
Shrek is love.
Stop. Go ahead. Stop that right now.
I just wanted to get y'all's opinion because I saw the Bambi trailer and I was like, ain't no fucking way, bro. Like, what are we doing? Kind of like what Kara said, like, why? I understand maybe the first one, the first Pooh movie. Mm. Kind of push the boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Make a silly, scary movie because I like shitty movies. Sharknado, that's my shit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Push it and make a universe out of it. I feel like that's just too much, bro. They made a related. That's what I was about to say. I don't know if it's all Disney related because I don't know if it's in the same Pooniverse, but they made an Evil Grinch movie.
Where?
I've seen Evil Grinch
recently. It's called The Mean One or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
On the first one, on the Winnie the Pooh, whatever, they had to, because Christopher Robin went to college or whatever, so they never went back. And these motherfuckers got sad and they were starving. They had to eat the donkey.
They ate the donkey.
Yeah, bro. Shit got twisted super quick after that.
I would have eaten piglets for the last.
I was going to say, you got a pig right there. You can make some bacon. Why would you eat a donkey?
I don't know. Piglet was out there running it up on people, so they had to eat the donkey.
I wouldn't eat Tigger, though.
Nah. I think he's in the second movie. You think he shows back up.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Anyway.
It's all too much, though. I don't really plan on watching the Bambi movie, but I just had to talk to you guys about it because it's been weighing heavy on my chest. You know what I mean?
That's your lungs.
Weighing heavy on your lungs.
Yeah.
Asthma.
You're going to have a lobotomy.
A lobotomy?
Wait, isn't there lobes in your lungs?
I thought the lobotomy was when they drill into your head.
You're going to have one of them too. whatever requires them to take a piece of your lung, they're going to have to do that twice.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but
I don't know what that is. I'm gonna Google that right now, though.
While James fact checks. Karis, you said you brought some stuff for us. So what would you like to ask the Brews and Banter show, the podcast?
This is for some of you unks right here.
Okay. Fuck.
So what are you supposed to do after college? I know you go get your job, all this other stuff, but like, what's next? What's after that?
Damn,
you wing it.
That's a big fucking question because I'm gonna keep it a buck. I still ask myself this question, and you know I'm a finance director, and I don't know what to do with my life, so I don't know what to tell you. Especially, I mean, like, what if you're a dance major and you want to get your master's in dance? Like, what are your thoughts now? Do you want to teach it or do you want
to? I'm a dance performance major, so I could perform in Disney. Like one of our dancers who graduated at WT, he's dancing for Carnival Cruise Line right now in Australia.
Oh shit.
So that's something I want to do. Maybe Universal Studios. Who knows? It's like, it's a wild card right now. And then for sure, like I know for sure I want to perform and then come back and get my MBA, do all that. But right after that, I'm gonna be like, dang, I don't know what to do.
I mean, I would say I think you should go as soon as you can. Don't take no gaps. But that's just me. Y'all guys, y'all have a different opinion, James G.
I mean, I don't know if there is a what to do after college. It sounds like you have a pretty decent plan, so I'd say stick to it as best you can, because if you take my guy James's advice and wing it, that's whenever shit gets sideways. Because James done rediscovered himself like two or three different times.
What do you mean?
That is crazy.
I met this man with a Jerry curl.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look at him now. Now, I don't know.
He also had a Jerry curl when I met him.
I graduated and had aspirations to go on to get a higher level degree, and I just worked. And it was cool because
I mean, I had my roommates. We were doing our thug this. We had a great time. But then I met my now wife and, you know, became an adult that way. And I've also had a really good time doing that as well. So it's really just whatever it takes. I mean, you got your plan, stick to it. And then whatever happens from there, shit, you got it. If anybody tells you what's right or wrong, just tell them no and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all really said it. I mean, just if you have a plan already, then just follow that plan and whatever falls between it, just roll with it. I mean, most people, I mean, they don't have a plan once they graduate college. They just get their degree and sometimes they move home and try to figure things out that way, or they just wing it and work through stuff and just go that way. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just whatever life is taking you.
There's wrong answers.
I mean, this course is wrong answers, but I mean, like drugs and stuff. Yeah, that's wrong answer. Bad shit like that. Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I mean, whatever your path takes you on is what it is. I mean, there's no set plan to follow.
Find ways to delay student loan payments if you got them.
Hell yeah, that's why I said go back as soon as you can, because
yeah,
I still ain't paying my bitches off. I'm never going to pay them off.
Nah. That my you know, my kid's gonna pick up my debt.
You're not gonna have to come get me, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, baby girl. That's on you now. Dad's long gone.
Yep. Oh, and it's a lobectomy. So you're close. You're shit. Close.
I knew there was lobe.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Karis. Because like dead ass last week, I was in an informational for a master's program. So we're probably the wrong people to ask. Maybe you should. I got you know, my boy Professor Misak. I could call him right now.
And always goes back to
he might be able to help. Yeah, he'll probably try to get you to get a master's in economics, but
what do I know? Heck no, screw economics till the day I die. There's a lady, facts. I'm not gonna shout her out or nothing because that's rude, but this lady my senior year made me worry about my mental health. I could not stand that class. So I have forever avoided any type of history, economics, government, all of that.
Damn.
It'd be like that. The trauma.
Traumatizing. Yeah.
Yes. And I should have taken those government classes though at the JC because now I'm having to do them.
Damn.
Don't miss those days.
Yeah.
Came back and bit me in the butt.
Well, you know, that's that New Mexico education I tell you because I had a coach.
Packets like this and be like, oh, they're due the next day. What?
Nah.
I'll just pass it back. You can keep that to yourself.
I miss it. I'm going to keep it a buck. I miss being in school and having homework and doing shit because honestly, that's what it's like. I say it all the time. I felt smart in my undergraduate program and I feel like a dumbass at work every day. So I just kind of want to feel smart again sometimes.
You don't feel smart whenever you're talking to us?
Hell nah.
Damn.
Huh. That's interesting.
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just kidding. Relax.
Well, now, if you're kidding, does that mean you think we're dumb as shit?
No. It's a different feeling, bro. Like, y'all aren't asking me to fucking find regressions and shit.
You want me to?
You want me to? I can be that.
No!
For you. I can do that.
Of this ass.
Relax.
It's not regressing though. I've been in the gym. I've been doing my squats. I've been getting depth, boy. I'm ticked up this summer.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Like
why are you
don't like that at all?
Hating ass motherfuckers, man. I'm working on my fitness. I'm trying to better myself, and y'all are just grossed out by me.
No, I get that. It's just the way you describe it. I don't like it.
Like if you say your biceps are growing, I'd be like, hell yeah, G. But you said them cheeks is growing.
My ass growing.
All around, I focus on my all around physical health. Yes, my biceps is growing, but those have been nice. I've always had muscle.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Listen, y'all brought it upon yourselves. Don't call out my biceps, and then whenever I talk about them, you want to switch up. I'll flex.
Are you like that one movie scene where she's like, "Oh my god, your hot girl fit"? He was like, "I just don't get cardio."
I'm gonna give me one of them Drake BBLs and I'll be good.
Nah, hell. Damn.
Ew.
Whenever you old, you gotta do what you gotta do.
All right. I had a question. So what celebrity did you think was racist but ended up being a decent human being?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Karis, you know who that is?
Who?
Say the name again, sorry. Stone Cold Steve Austin, wrestler.
Oh, I don't watch wrestling. It's weird.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, you know who Julia Stiles is? She was a dance major.
Julia Stiles.
Get the fuck out of here, don't
you? You never seen Save the Last Dance?
Yes, I have.
That's Julia Stiles.
I don't know people's names. I'm terrible.
No. Sheesh. Anyway, Stone Cold. I thought he was going to be racist for sure. But he's not. He's cool.
Who do you think was racist?
I was trying to think right now because I wrote down this question. I didn't even think about a person. Let me think. If you got somebody, go ahead while I'm trying to come up.
I said De Niro.
De Niro? Well, oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Turned out to be a pretty good dude.
Karis, you got somebody? Maybe,
I'm trying to think.
No names.
Probably Ray Liotta. But then I seen him on Ray Liotta? Santa, and I was like, oh, he cool.
Didn't he pass away?
He did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's dead. Rest in peace.
RP.
Yeah. Buddy, what's his name? Thad from Blue Mountain State.
Oh, shit. Alan some?
Yeah. I thought Alan. Man was going to be completely racist, but decent dude.
Yeah. What the hell is his name, G? Alan, is it Richmond or Rickman? Or
I think it's Richardson. Rich what?
Richson.
Rich what?
Coach Carter, all my Coach Carter heads out there.
All them MAGA folks were upset whenever they found out he was a Black Lives Matter supporter.
Oh yeah, they was pissed.
Boy, I tell you what, nothing gets racist more hot than whenever they find out somebody isn't also racist. If you want to make somebody mad, just tell them you don't hate people the way that they do. What?
Yeah. What do you mean?
But look, they're dark. Okay. We all got melanin. You just ain't got shit of it.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. That's
I Googled white actors just to figure out other people.
List some of these white actors you see, James.
All right.
I'll tell you if they're racist or not.
Okay, bet.
It's a new segment. It's a new segment brought to you by Four Loko.
Okay, Chris Pine.
Who is Chris Pine?
Chris Pine. He did the
Princess Diaries. No,
the Star Trek movies. He was the main dude. And
oh, Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Real handsome motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pretty guy.
Yeah, he might be pretty.
He might be. Chris Evans.
I think he is. He grows that mustache.
Who is Chris Evans?
Yeah.
But Chris, have you not seen Chris Evans and like Anthony Mackie like interviews? They seem super cool.
Wait, Chris Evans is Cap?
Yeah,
Captain America.
Oh, he's racist.
What do you mean?
You're not cast as Captain America, and you're not a little MAGA.
He's another dude that pissed off the MAGA people too because he was behind Black Lives Matter.
Oh shit, I'm 0-2.
Damn, me too. I see him grow that mustache, and I'm like, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that stash definitely don't help, but. He's a good dude.
That's a hard R stash right there. If I ever see him.
Yeah. Dave Franco, the younger brother.
Nah. You're not James in the Franco. Jump Street movies.
Yeah, I'm gonna go no. He's not racist.
No. Okay. Andrew Garfield.
Racist.
No way. He's not racist.
Yeah, he's racist because he's from across the pond, and he was the worst Spider-Man that we've had.
No, he wasn't. He was not.
Thank you, chat. Wasn't he a bad Spider-Man?
If I'm being so honest, and I'm just gonna like make a couple of people mad, I did not like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Oh my fucking god! Hey, cut it, James. That's it. End the episode.
I wish this was a video episode because we just blow up the screen.
I think it's just because I watched it out of order, and this is like before I got into Marvel movies, and I watched Spider-Man 3, I think. when he has like all the venom on him or whatever. And yeah. I thought his little walk down the street was so cringy. And I was like, what is
this? Walk.
That was fire.
What am I watching?
Almost wore out because of that scene.
I didn't. That's like embedded in my brain.
I boy, when he walked out with that black suit.
Yeah, with the spring, boy, that was fucking fire. It's a generational gap right here because our generation thinks this shit was fire.
Hell yeah.
All right, let me give y'all one more. We can move on. Let's see. Oh, Matt Damon.
Oof. Oh, yeah, he's racist, bro. He's from Boston.
Good Will Hunting. What do you think they're hunting?
Hey, yeah. Whoa.
Fuck, bro.
Who? Not what? Who do you think they're hunting?
Yeah,
I don't want to know. I want to know.
Real talk. I don't think there's one person of color in that movie.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't tell.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but no, I mean, there's probably a black guy in the background somewhere. But
oh yeah, but there's background actors for sure. I'm sure. But I mean, you got Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Robin Williams, all white.
R.I.P. Robin Williams, though.
Yeah, rest in peace.
He wasn't
all racist. White.
He was not racist. That's Genie. Genie couldn't have been racist.
All right, moving on. I'm tired of talking about white people. but speaking of more white people, unfortunately, these the astronauts that were stuck in space got back. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
SpaceX brought them back.
What? Sorry. I heard something completely different.
You heard SpaceX?
Yeah, I heard that. I was confused.
That SpaceX didn't bring him back, James.
I know. That's why I was confused. But go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, so they're back. I didn't think they were going to come back. Do y'all have any? I mean, we talked about it before, but do y'all have any thoughts about this? I thought they were going to die up there for sure.
It's fucked up. But nah, I thought they were going to get back eventually. But I mean, it's been 9 months since they were up there. This is the first time they felt gravity in 9 months. It's crazy. You see how they had to wheel her off in a stretcher because. Legs are just baby deer legs now. Like
Paul Pierce in the finals.
Yeah, bro. Man. Like, I would hate that, man. But yeah, I thought they were gonna get back eventually. I just didn't think it'd be this month. I was thinking maybe June, July, or something like that.
Didn't have it on my bingo card for.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, it wasn't on my bingo card. I thought we had another like few months before they got back, but good thing they got back though, because 9 months. You was supposed to be up there for what, 6 weeks, and you had to go for 9 months. Nah, I'd have been pissed.
Was there a live feed?
I don't think so.
That's what I'd like to see. Like, did they have to drink their own pee? I'm just saying, like, if you're only scheduled to be up there, don't you only have rations for however long you're planning on being up there? And then it turns into a 9 month voyage. And what happened? Well,
they got to the space station. I think the space station has some rations.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a whole flea market up there. Okay.
Yeah. They got. I mean, it's an international space station. They got all kinds of shit on the international space station. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all kinds of snacks from different countries and shit. I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never been there.
Speaking of the space station real quick, did y'all know the space station is like nasty, bro? So this lady that works for NASA, she doesn't work for them anymore. So I'm about to spill all the tea. So she says up there in the space station, like they have to reuse their water. So every sweat, sneeze, pee, whatever, it gets reused. And that's your drinking water. The bathrooms and stuff like that, disgusting, because who's up there cleaning it? They have mice up there because they had experimental experiments on mice and stuff. So some of them got loose. So there's just mice up in the space station and shit. That's just a whole bunch of just nasty stuff up there. And nobody cleans it. So
there's mice.
Yeah.
What happens if they get into the wire and fucking bite some shit they're not supposed to? And
shit going down.
Literally. That space station just comes back down to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Immediately. But yeah, she was saying everything.
Karis, you have any thoughts about these astronauts coming back?
You guys, I'm very unaware about things. I didn't know about this until I went home and my mom was like, oh my god, they're bringing the astronauts back. And I was like, what?
What you mean?
I was like, astronauts have been in space the whole time?
As long as Mars telling you about this and you're not just
out of the loop entirely. Hold on. So sidebar, Karis, if I say 9/11, do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what that is.
Okay. All right. I'm just
9/11.
It was 2001. And what year were you born?
2004.
God.
There's still history books right now, bro. At least for right now.
They're changing them shits, James. They're saying in the new history books, they're saying that the Mexicans did 9/11. You believe that?
Were they actually?
No, I'm just fucking.
Oh, no, what? First, they're saying the Holocaust didn't happen. Now they're saying this.
Sam.
Yeah.
She's right on task with Bruise and Banter. She's right in line with. But going back to this whole space station thing and astronaut talk,
keep me far as hell away from space. Because if I get stranded in Houston, I can get my ass back quick.
But what if you get like a letter saying you have been chosen to go to space?
Who sent the letter?
The president himself.
Fuck it. No, I ain't going.
Definitely not going.
Sending that letter right back.
Right into the shred.
You go to space.
Yeah, you go to space. What you mean I gotta go?
You first, motherfucker.
Did y'all watch iCarly?
iCarly?
Yeah. No.
I did.
There's one episode where they go in space and then like Carly starts freaking out because she's in there too long. That would be me. Be like, get me out.
I used to see that episode.
Yeah.
In the spaceship or what?
They were in an actual spaceship, but they're like planning on going on a trip to go into space, but they had to like train to be in like those tiny little cubicles the whole time. Mm. And she was like, you guys, like, we can't go crazy. And then she goes to sleep and then she's like, I can't do this anymore. And then she starts freaking out. And then they don't go to space.
Was my boy Gibby in that episode?
I don't think he was.
That was a shirtless little fat white boy, right?
Yeah, they missed out. They could have put him in space. Hilarious. I would have watched that episode.
We talked about we talked about which we'd rather be in, like the depths of the ocean or space.
Yeah, I think so. But Karis can answer that question. Karis?
Depths of the ocean. I love the ocean.
Really?
Nah. Yes.
Fuck that, y'all.
I think it's just so interesting because, like, we've only studied such a small portion of the ocean. Like, what else is there?
Now, there's and a reason.
I was supposed to be a marine biologist before I became a dance major and a forensic psychology major, but that all changed. So.
What a switch.
Yes. Yeah. I think what I read in my textbook or something like that is that we're supposed to, in the next, like, couple of years, because the jellyfish population, there's so much that we might have to start, like, eating jellyfish.
Oh, I'm ready.
Why can't we just kill them?
I don't know.
Why do we have to eat them?
I think we're gonna eat jellyfish and SpongeBob. Fucking milked one of them and put jelly on toast.
Yeah, that sandwich did look like it slapped. I'm gonna sit here and lie.
Delicious.
It just looked like a sausage and biscuit that you get from McDonald's. You get the jelly.
Damn. Damn.
Well, not with these McDonald's prices.
Mm. Have you seen their McValue meal?
The $5
one?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I need them to go back to dollar shit because they fucking tripping, bro.
Karis, were you alive for the dollar menu?
I was alive for the dollar menu. What are you talking about?
I'm just curious because it's a whole new world that you
whole new world.
Well, we grew up with experience, man. Hey, she did say she wants to live in the ocean, so there you go. Wait, no, that's Aladdin, huh? I'm thinking Little Mermaid. Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. I love back in my day though. We used to be able to go to Sonic and get a brown bag special for $5, baby.
Mm. What's that?
It's two burgers, two fries, and two drinks.
Yup.
She was lovely.
Yeah, she was nice.
Or you get, I like, might have been around for that, but we didn't go to Sonic a lot.
They don't have those in New Mexico?
Different. Different.
We have Sonics in New Mexico, but they're ghetto.
You go to
Austin? Like, their ice cream machine is worse than McDonald's.
What?
Nah, hey, quick question. How do New Mexico people feel about Alsips?
I'm really picky. I don't really care for it, but like people go crazy for their chimichanga burritos. I don't know what's in them.
I mean, Texas people love Alsips, but the New Mexico people I've met, they're like, eh, it's.
Hey, if Shaq liked it, because he went in there.
Shaq went to Alsips?
Yeah, Shaq went to New Mexico.
Well, I'm sure he's been in New Mexico. What the fuck was he doing at Alsips?
Well, I don't know. I think he just wanted to stop by over there.
I don't know.
Hey, them hoes are expensive now. I got one not too long ago. That shit was like $5.
The chimichanga or the burrito?
The chimichanga. The burrito was like $2.99.
Mm. Yeah, they
used to be able to get. Used to be able to get a burrito or two burritos and a toss ups for $3.50.
Yeah. Burrito combo.
Burrito combo. Old Faithful.
Yes, sir. Damn. Not anymore.
No.
I gotta give my lung for one.
Gotta apologize to my stomach too, because should not have been eating nossips the way I was eating nossips.
Boy, those spicy chicken bites before they changed that recipe was hitting. I would eat them hoes every time we come back from the bars. We ain't got nothing else before we had Whataburger and shit. Also, because it's right there before we got to the apartment. So, hey, you got spicy chicken bites? Oh, nah, man. I said, oh, I can make you some. I said, how long? 10 minutes? Look at the car. They both sleep in the car. I said, yeah, go ahead and run that.
We were asleep. That's crazy. We were, in fact, asleep in the car.
G always sleeping in the car, I swear to God.
What?
I still have a picture of this dude knocked out in the front seat.
I got pictures of Greg passed out in the car when everyone went to San Antonio.
Oh, shit.
I was asleep in the car.
It was Mimi's in the back seat.
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Greg.
When, bro? What did we do in San Antonio? Oh, when Taco we went Fest. To Taco Fest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about when we went to the Child of the Creator concert.
Nah, we didn't ride together, but I bet you were asleep. Nah.
I was asleep, bro. No, I drove, bro. Anyway, I had something to say, but I fucking forgot. My bad. But I mean, we can. I wanted to ask Karis, like she mentioned earlier, you just turned 21. How was that, Karis? Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yes, it was. Oh, yes, it was. It was great.
What did you do? Did you get drunk?
You know I did. Well. Yeah. What had happened was I went, like, hung out with the guy I'm currently speaking to right now. Anyway, mm-hmm. hung out with him and his friends. And the whole time, he was just like, ayo, like, let's go to the mall. And I was like, what are we doing at the mall? Like, what do we need to get? And he was like, we're just going to go walk around. And I was like, okay. Then we go to my friend's house. Shout out Garrett Schmidt. Schmitty! Anyway. Him and my friend Hannah threw me a surprise party, and my brother and a couple of my other friends were there. And then we pre-gamed a little bit, actually a lot. We played Thunderstruck and King's Cup. I ended up getting the King's Cup because my dumb self did a party foul. And so they're like, since you did that, just get the King's Cup. And I was like, okay. And then after that, we went to Rodeo 4. And they literally told me before it was 12 o'clock, they said, here's the rule. If you start getting sick or start passing out or all this other stuff or acting drunk, then you're banned for 2 weeks. And I was like, that's a crazy rule.
You were here in Lubbock for your 21st?
Mm-hmm, I was.
Oh, okay. When you said Rodeo 4, I was like, there's two Rodeo 4s?
No, we have a Guitars and Cadillacs.
Hey.
Wednesday
nights should be something else, man.
Wednesday nights, sheesh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the story.
No, it's so expensive to get in there. I was like, bro, what? Anyway.
Wait, how much is it?
It's $20 to get in there if you're a minor.
Damn.
And then college night, it's $15. I was like, wow, a whole $5 off.
Inflation is a son of a bitch. It was $5 to get in and dollar beers. James would get drunk off of $2.50.
They got James and G's picture up on the wall. They ain't got to pay whenever they go to charge. They're Hall of Famers.
Well, we used to be there till they turned the lights on. Guitar, cat, Max, hillbilly music.
They don't play that anymore. They have like this little steam thing going on, and I'm like, I don't like this. Get me out of here.
Gonna change the
steam. Yeah,
like, change you know how like the fog or something like that to make the dance floor look all cool.
They use steam. God damn.
It's like out that.
Steam, bro. Everybody dancing.
I was there dancing, and then I was right next to the smoke machine, and I was like, I can't even do the wobble right.
So what's Rodeo 4?
Do what?
It used to be Charlie B's, I'm pretty sure, right? Rodeo 4 is, well, I mean, I guess you wouldn't know. It's on 4th Street.
Right there by Big Lots?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it used to be Charlie B's.
Yeah. Charlie B's.
Okay. Yeah, before you were in the area, Karis, it used to be a place called Charlie B's. And they used to have a 25 cent domestic special dollar well. Boy, we go get fucked up from 7 to 9.
Well, oh my God, if I rode that bull with the amount of alcohol I had in my system, oh, I would have been cooked. I would have been done. But yeah, but before it had turned midnight, my friend, he was like, oh, I'll get you a drink. And I was like, well, I have to wait till midnight. And the girl, the bartender, was literally like, you're already here. I'll get you a free drink. I got a free drink that night, and I got a free shot. So
you only
fun.
Got two free drinks on your birthday?
Mm-hmm. One before Christmas Day. You gotta get your one on my actual birthday.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a great night. I have pictures actually of me
messed up.
Y'all remember turning 21?
That's what I wanted to bring up. That's why I wanted her to talk about it. But
oh shit! Yeah.
Oh no!
In all reality, bro, I do not remember my 21st. I couldn't tell you what we did, where we went.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. Like, oh wait, we went to Logie's after.
Logie's typical. That's a bar.
No, but like, look at this.
By Texas.
Oh shit! Folks, y'all didn't see that, but that was like she just showed us a corpse, and it was her.
Yeah. Y'all want to see a dead body?
Not even on the bed or a couch. Just straight floor.
I'm smiling too.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That's how you ring in 21. My goodness.
Hell yeah.
Only evidence of my 21st, there's a video of me taking like 5 tequila shots back to back to back to back. And it sped up, so it's like the worst video of all time. But that's all I remember, bro. Do y'all remember?
Bits and pieces. I don't know how I got home. I know I had an Incredible Hulk at one point. I think that's just what kind of set it off for me.
Hold on, don't tell me. Is it the Incredible Hulk? Is that a Hennessy drink with the blue stuff?
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I was gonna say, think black.
Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Hypnotic. That's what it is. Yeah. Man, bro, you must have been out of there, bro.
Oh, yeah, but I remember there was buckets, literal buckets in front of me. And then I think it was Dallas. Shout out Dallas. I think Dallas got me an Incredible Hulk. And yeah, the rest of that was pretty much Project X, just Kid Cudi playing and trying to survive.
Oh, yeah, Kid Cudi was playing at Rodeo Fort. I don't remember anything else that happened.
Hey, some things don't change.
It's like the laws of Kevin Bacon. No, you know what I'm saying?
They randomly started playing Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nene, Hit the Quan.
Oh, they throwing all
the Matador song or whatever Texas Tech thing is. I was a Red Raider that day. I was like, woo!
Greg did say James, that's the song. So he might have
been. I know it was probably hard to turn 21 during Prohibition. But
during what?
During Prohibition.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Tell her what it is, James.
Tell her.
It was a part of time in our country where alcohol sales were prohibited.
Oh. Oh, never mind. I know. I'm not here. I'm still thinking about that night. I'm like, dang, that really did happen.
Living best life. I 21, I wasn't drinking yet.
No?
I wasn't drinking yet. Nah, I was still at Wayland, so I was trying to be athlete or whatever, so I wasn't drinking yet. 23, 24? Yeah. Those birthdays? Blacked out. I remember, did you go with us to Hereford, G, with those jello shots?
Yes, there was a okay. Traveling.
Yeah, 23 or 24, I don't know which what year that was, but.
So how old are you?
Hmm?
So how old are you?
I'm old. I'm 33. Hold on. But that night, dude, I think that was 24 or 23. I can't remember what it was, but I had like at least 20 jello shots, bro. Oh, yeah. I was getting fucked up. I just kept telling them to keep throwing them at me. They'll throw me 2 jello shots at a time, and I was taking them hoes. I was out of there, bro.
Someone's out of there. Double fisting.
It was a lot. It was a lot going on.
Some would say. Yeah, that was a crazy party.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got there, to be honest.
Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The red Chevy.
Man. Bad news. Bet you guys were bad news.
But you don't remember either. You said there's a funny video. Matter of fact, we need to get that video. Lewis, if you're listening, if you have that video, send it to us.
Mm. Man, that's different. I was at the bar.
That's different.
I was at the bar, too. I was at Pine Shed.
It was a few years ago, too, for Lewis's birthday, but it was falling all over the library. Remember that?
Me?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
He kept calling us to come to the library, and then get there, but he was all fucked up.
That's because library was closing, and I had to go out one last bang, you know what I'm saying? I had to send it off the same way I found it.
Hey, that's nice fucked of you. What's the opposite of a christening? Because that's what you did to it.
Well, I don't know what the opposite of a christening is.
Anyway, might as well talk.
Song of the week.
Song of the Week is brought to you by our sponsor. I already shouted him out once. This episode is brought to you by the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas, 877-5-DALLAS. To you 20-somethings out there getting all crazy at Rodeo 4 riding bulls and shit, if you're in trouble, give my boy a call. He may not be able to help you, but he may point you in the right direction.
Song of the Week. Karis, you want to go first?
Yes, my Song of the Week is... The best time to wear a striped sweater.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
I'm sorry to all you Drake lovers, but in honor of me going to the Kendrick and SZA concert, it's 30 for 30.
Wow. Mm. That's nice.
Mm. I like Greg's that. Sweating right there.
My song of the week is La Nena by Edwin Munoz and what's that? Cosme Tadiao. Kadao.
Kadao.
Me and my daughter were getting down to that the other day.
Great.
James.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Wait. I thought
you were. Oh, my fault, bro. I thought you was going if I was going.
I can go. Mine's called Cocoa Butter by Action Bronson.
That's a good song, actually.
There, that one came out, you know, years ago, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not helping our case here.
Hey. Sorry,
this is an old guy podcast.
It's okay. I know that song.
All right, you know that song, Cocoa Butter, yeah. Action Bronson. You
know, I'll just hear it like on my Apple playlist. It'll just come up sometimes.
Interesting. I will say, Karis does have a pretty vast music taste. She'd be putting like notes and shit on Instagram, and I'm always a little surprised when she puts something like.
She's a dance major.
You don't gotta be a dance major to know any of that.
Oh.
She's trying to say she's cultured, bro. She is cultured. All right, James, what you got?
Mine is Kaiju by Sakan Action.
Huh? Here we go again. Here we go again.
Yes, I do.
Now would be a good time to tell you about Anime Quarter Pound.
Yes, I do.
Oh, James has three podcasts, and one of them is an anime podcast.
Two of them are anime podcasts.
One of them is an anime podcast.
What's the
you
other?
Got three, right? Or are you up to four?
Three. It's that ours, and then Over Under with Charles.
It's about sports.
Hey, we're on a quick music question right here. Just got a question from one of the producers. Can you rate Magnolia by Playboi Carti on a scale of 1 to 10?
Ooh, 9. That's a 9, bro.
9?
Yep.
Karis, you know that one?
I don't listen to Playboi Carti like that.
Boo's in the chat. Boo!
Hey. I literally stick to my 90s music and SZA.
90s music?
It's not bad. Not bad choice.
You lived through a lot of eras.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. I'll cut this shit off right now.
I don't listen to Playboi Carti like that either, but, I mean, you couldn't escape Magnolia back then.
Everybody knows Magnolia.
Yeah, yeah. 7.5.
10.5?
7.5.
Oh, 7.5. I was like, damn.
You certified hater. It's a 10 for me.
10?
Wow.
It's a 10.
A 7.5.
It checks all the boxes. It withstands the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Why are y'all giving Sasha a high rating?
I just gave you my explanation.
That's not.
It checks great. All the boxes. You could dance. What boxes? You can sing along to it. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you play it, everybody's going to vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
If I'm in the bar and it comes on, I'm having a better time than I was before it came on.
Facts.
Interesting. Okay.
Why are you giving such a low rating?
Why? Yeah. It was just, I feel like it was played so much that it got to a point where it's just annoying.
Oh, because it's not Saigon Action?
That's not even it. It's still a good rating. What do you mean?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
My favorite app.
Mm-hmm. You got that many apps?
No, yeah. I'm just trying to debate like which one am I on the most. Probably Snapchat.
Yeah, that sounds like a young person's answer. James, what's your favorite app?
Twitter. Pornhub.
All right. Pornhub got an app, James.
Do what?
I thought I snuck that in. I'm sorry. Greg?
I really like my bank app.
Okay.
Looking at some money.
I love Reddit.
You're going to say something like Facebook.
Damn.
Fuck out of here. Bro. We're not that old. Nice. Nah, I guess, it, I mean, XX, formerly known as Twitter.
No, I'm just still calling it Twitter, bro.
Yeah, Twitter's my favorite. But, I mean, it's been shitty lately.
Since Twitter just got taken, my runner-up is Reddit. That shit got answers for everything.
Ooh, I do love Reddit.
Reddit stories, I think those are so funny.
You're on Reddit? Who cares?
No. I'll just hear people, like, other, like, podcasters talking about stories like that, and I'm like, dang, people are really wilding on here.
Yeah, those TikTok videos of Reddit stories. Some people out there wilding out, bro, acting crazy.
Boy, but I used to spend hours of my last job just reading Reddit stories.
That's why he got fired. Bro.
They're interesting. We have a question from Noe. He wanted to know: do raw onions belong in salads?
Raw onion?
Raw onion.
No.
Freshly diced.
Greg?
No.
What kind of salad?
No, you said a salad.
I don't think I want to. I mean, if it's in there, I'm not going to be upset, but I'm not going to put it in there voluntarily. But y'all know I like a wedge salad though.
Here we go.
Damn wedge salad. I didn't even know they be putting onions in salads, bro. But
how y'all feel about egg in salad?
I like it.
Boiled egg?
Yeah.
I take it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm neither here nor there, but like Greg, if it's in there, I'm gonna eat it. If it's not, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I just never had onions in my salad, so I'll go ahead and leave that out.
There's usually like red onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just take that
big
out.
Big bees, you know what I'm talking about? Type shit.
Let's relax. Type shit, type shit.
Twin. I'm glad you started
sounding all youthful.
I'm glad you started doing that, G, because that was my last question for Karish. I was going to ask you, how can we connect with the younger generation? we need to get some more listeners. Do y'all even like that?
Crazy, because my older sister, she's not old. She's might be 25, but like the damn was crazy. Even though you're what? How old?
No, nothing going on with your story. We ain't worried about me.
No, she. I think it's just funny because she'll like ask us stuff like, oh, I'm trying to like understand this word, or she'll hear a song that we've already heard and it's been like months old and we're like, dude, this song has already been out.
Damn.
Where have you been? I don't know. Because I feel like if y'all do connect with the younger generation and like try to do things that like we do, you still get called unk or old, or it gets called cringe or whatever. So I don't know.
I guess I should have...
Type shit.
I'd say like I don't really want to connect with the younger generation per se, but I do want them to listen to the podcast so we can get our numbers up. You know what I'm saying? Go down. That's the only thing.
Listen,
unless I'm trying to reverse all this red pill bullshit that they be on.
This younger generation was a motherfuckers eating Tide Pods. So
that was my generation, I think.
Yeah. You can't. The silence is loud, folks. There is no connecting to motherfuckers that ate Tide Pods, okay? I ate paper. I ate some crayons. Normal shit.
Normal shit? Normal shit.
Tell me you didn't eat paper.
No. I did not eat paper.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not all wealthy.
What?
You ever been bored on a school bus?
Do what?
You ain't never just been bored on a school bus? Like, man, that paper looked kind of good.
Nah. Just...
Were you not getting fed at
all? Oh, I was a healthy child, believe me. I was getting fed too much.
I was starting shit on the bus with other people, like just instigating shit.
Of course. I never rode the bus.
Same.
Rich.
Right? Damn.
Not I lived rich. Right next to my elementary school and my middle school.
In New Mexico.
Ours was.
You live right by all the schools.
Yeah, you was across the street from all the schools. It was all one building.
So she lived at the school, mother. Hold on.
That's crazy. Oh, shit.
All right, well, I guess the quest continues to connect with the younger audience. We'll try to get there eventually.
You know what ain't going to be
with you? I don't think you ever will, because...
Oh.
Damn.
I don't mean that in, like, a bad way, but I don't think, like... Just in general, like, not even y'all, but, like, older people, regardless, like, just don't understand.
You don't want to hear the shit we got to say?
Basically.
Mm.
Sorry.
I felt that way about old heads whenever I was younger. So, I mean, I get it. Again, them young folks, I see people, there are hundreds of people watching that fat dude in the suede suit that raps from the couch. What's his name?
Dave Blunt.
Yeah. Blunts. Listen, younger people are listening to him. And if you listening to that motherfucker, we ain't never going to connect anyway. I can't put down the cup or the plate.
Damn.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wild. Karis, you have any other questions for us? I go to my last topic.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So what is your nightmare blunt rotation? Give three people.
DJ Khaled's Jeff in that blunt rotation.
Nightmare? I thought it was just I thought it was just regular blunt rotation that we did.
Oh, we did do it. We did a dream blunt rotation.
Yeah, that's right, a nightmare. So said, just do three.
Karis said DJ Khaled.
Three people?
Three people.
Halsey.
She's probably going to be singing even more in cursive.
I know. I fucking have. Singing in cursive. Never heard that before, but that's pretty accurate. Gee.
My mind automatically goes to the fucked up politicians that are currently serving. But I don't want to give them any more airtime. So, Angelica Pickles from the Rugrats.
That's a great one.
I hated her ass.
She's going to trip too and bring her doll.
Cynthia.
It's not Cynthia gonna be is actually
creepy ass doll.
Put a passage to Cynthia and shit.
What's wrong with your girl, man? She.
She tripping.
Why is she bald like that?
Cynthia is Zooty, bro. Rex from Toy Story?
Who?
Rex from Toy Story.
Oh, he's in your nightmare blunt rotation?
We just started talking about cartoon characters. Might as well add them.
But that's I feel like he's a good guy. I don't understand why.
I feel like because he freaks out so much. Like, he can't even roar. He does. First one.
You're right.
He's going to green out immediately.
If you start seeing Rex in the blunt rotation, you better put it down. But one of the Culkin brothers, I would say Kieran, because I feel like that dude would just do some crazy shit and just start talking wild.
Really?
Have you seen his interviews, bro? That man's crazy. What'd you say?
I'd invite Macaulay just so I could see Brenda Song finance.
Hell yeah, bro.
I thought that was Kieran that's with her.
Is it? Nah, it's Macaulay.
Yeah, it's Home Alone type shit.
Oh, you're right.
Twin?
Stop that shit, bro.
So, Karis had, who was your first one, Karis?
You said DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Rex from Toy Story was number two. I said Halsey. I'm going to go with, who would suck? I think Jimmy Fallon would suck, bro. I just think he'd get on my nerves. He'd probably start talking a lot and asking me questions like he's interviewing me.
Yeah. Yeah, way too much.
Bro, just smoke, bro.
Skip Bayless.
Oh,
no, ooh, that's bro. A good one, dude.
Fuck him.
Yeah, could not. What's his name? The other buddy from ESPN with the slick back hair and the goatee.
Nick Wright? White.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I fucking hate Nick Wright, bro.
Yeah, bro.
More like Nick Wrong, huh?
All right, folks, that's been episode 59.
Get out of here.
That was such a dad joke, bro. Oh my god.
All right, Karis, last person in your nightmare blunt rotation.
Probably Michael Cera.
What?
Oh. What? I don't know. I feel like he would just be real
awkward.
Yeah.
All awkward. Looks a lot like Jimmy's brother.
Yeah, he does look like Jimmy's brother.
I fucking hate y'all, bro.
G, you got your third one? Because I don't know yet.
I'm kind of torn, but I'll just go with the first one that comes to mind. Benny Blanco.
Ah, yeah.
That motherfucker look like he stink.
Yeah, he definitely.
Didn't he say he doesn't take showers or something like that?
He said something still like that. Yeah.
He did. He full of baddie.
He said something crazy like that. Probably I'll say Cardi B. Couldn't do it.
You know the Mariola's gonna be out.
All right.
Everywhere she go, hey Yeetie.
That's wild. Insane.
You know what, bro? My last person, and I love her, bro, but I feel like she would suck to smoke with Doja Cat.
Damn, not the girl.
Like, leave her out, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't know, bro. It's tough to say. I'm telling you, it breaks my heart.
Nah, she be going off the wall, bro. I can already see.
Jamie said that was your last one?
I have other stuff, but we can push it to next week. We're already pushing time, so.
All right. Well, again, special episode 59 was a good one. Got some interesting POVs from our youthful exuberance of a guest, one Karis. If you haven't yet, please follow the Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. Continue to like the page. We're putting out content. Hope y'all enjoy that. Wherever you get your podcast, download it, subscribe, follow, share. All of that really helps us out. Means the world to us. My wife has a floral page going on, Maves and Marigolds. Y'all go check her out. She's hosting an event. She's not hosting an event. Excuse me. Someone's hosting an event. She's a part of it. That's in Amarillo around April. Go check out her page. I'm always going to plug my loved ones. Love you, baby. James, what you got?
Anime Corner Pod. Drop the episode. Spy Family movie. Check it out. That's all I got.
Damn, you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about March Madness at all, bro. That's crazy. Maybe next week. Yeah, I don't have nothing. Karis, thank you for coming on. I don't know if you were planning on it, but I was going to shout it out. Karis is selling art and such to raise some funds for her trip to Italy, so maybe we can post some pictures to help her out. You know, help her raise some funds for that trip. But yeah, thank you for coming on. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you for having me. I did. Y'all are funny.
Appreciate it.
And do you have anything else to plug, Karis?
West Texas A&M is having Portraits of Dance. If y'all want to come and watch me dance, April 3rd through the 6th. Greg, you better be there.
All right. We'll
share. All right.
All right. That's been episode 59. Until next time, folks, stay blessed.
Yes.